or nedgier than sun, stronger than dog, it's Fugcast. If there's cream on the stumps and egg on the bat, then there's a good chance we'll win. But beneath the thick layer of blubber beats a rubbery Saxon heart riddled with holes. Every hole is indeed a goal, including my tiny round mouth. So start packing it with rubbery processed cheese and rubbery processed egg. When you hear me shout, "This is a rubbery!" you must put your hands on your head and explore your scalp. You should find a small indentation in which lies a small button. Press the button to open the vault. But wait, I didn't say Simon Says. IN Other News, Simone says, hand of bag. And Essinome says, egg of eye. Is it a riddle? Yes, it's a riddled with holes, just a like of the Swiss pizza that Non-Mom used to make. Like a skateboard wearing shades, or a baseball cat riding a skateboard, this show is served ice cool with a slice of Lenham in a tall thin glass that's so tall and thin that you can't actually drink from it. And as the glass shatters in your strong builder's hand, so does the metaphor. A new fetamorph, Annetta's the brain anus, this show is a wet cloth wiping dried excrement from the brain anus. Three new words emerge from my mouth anus, welcome to Shrove. Hello and welcome to Fugcast, this week live from Anriston Village Hall. We're not, and it's not, but by recording myself electronically several times and through the clever use of reverb, we, and I mean I, can pretend that it is. I was hoping for a better turnout, to be honest, but then I didn't promote it that much. In hindsight, getting my four-year-old daughter to design an A6 flyer and putting it on the board in the newsagents probably wasn't the most effective marketing. And it's not like I didn't have an advertising budget either. My wife gave me £300, but as usual, I've spent that on scratch cards, pear cider, and vegan scotch eggs. Right, let's get a bit of crowd participation going. I'll read out one of my infamous jazz jokes, shall I? And you all laugh like, ah ha 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 ha. You can do this at home too, if you like. And when your wife asks what you're fake laughing at, you can tell her, ah ha 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 ha. Go on, try it, see what happens. Then write me an old-fashioned letter in red biro and send it to Anriston Village Hall, 1111 Cornplexeter, Under and Outfordshire, 11AAA, Rusty, Thad, and Bornish, Vumben, Bner, 111AA, 4 and 2 ones. I won't read it, but send it anyway. Okay, let's have a look in my leather-bound jazz joke Bnook. Yes, I did say Bnook, as opposed to book. It's similar to book, but with an extra N. Right, here goes. You ready? Say yes.
Yes.
Michael Miles Davis is in a restaurant with Charlie Bingus. Miles Davis is in a restaurant with Charlie... Miles Davis is in a restaurant with Chargy Bingus and Ethel Reed Cliffhammer. Can I take your order, sir? The waiter asks Chargy Bingus. Bigness. I'll have the upright sea bass with trumpet mushrooms served on a glass bongo, please. We'll have the same, Miles and Ethel say in unison. And that's it. Methnal Grunion is a best-selling author from America, most famous for his Fog of the Horn series, which follows the exploits of Detective Plum Foghorn. Methnal's more recent work defies description. His latest novel, Shvmrmnm, consists of 7,000 pages of completely random letters. Without any recognisable words, it appears to be completely unreadable. Perhaps the cover, which features a small dog smoking a cigarette, offers as a clue, or perhaps not. Methnal, welcome to Fugcast.
Hello. I enjoyed the jazz joke, by the way.
Thanks. It's nice to meet you, I must say. I've been a big fan of yours for many years.
Did you enjoy the chip, by the way?
Nice to try some of that English cuisine, I guess. It was chunky, chewy, and it was okay, thanks. This is actually my first time in Gland.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, welcome.
Yeah, I thought I'd been here before, but it turned out to be a false memory, or a dream. You ever get that?
No. So, Methnal, your Fog of the Horn books are as popular as ever, and I hear there's a film being made starring Danielle Fairweatherbridge, is that true?
Yeah, we wanted Daniel Fairbrass, but he was busy. But you know, those books are in the past. I've left them behind. My new work is where I'm at now. And in fact, I've had film offers for that too.
Okay, well let's talk about that, shall we? I mean, but I don't really know where to start. What does it mean, the book? Because it seems to me like 7,000 pages of complete gobbledygook. I mean, how would you go about turning that into a film?
Oh, there's no meaning. It doesn't have any meaning. I mean, say, why does it have to mean something? You know? Why can't a man sit at his desk with his eyes closed, bashing the keyboard for 5 years? I think that's a perfectly legitimate way to write a novel, and if people find it difficult to read, then fuck 'em, you know? I'm not trying to entertain people anymore. This is something different, more important. And regarding the film, I'm not sure. We've got Hugh Grant directing. But good luck to him, I say, because without any plot or characters or anything, he's got a tough job, yeah.
So is this the way you write now?
Yeah, I'm working on a follow-up, actually. Working title, Irv Hudgiv Budivj. It's more of the same, basically. Once again, I'm just randomly bashing the keyboard day in, day out, only this time I'm wearing boxing gloves. More surface area equals greater depth of, you know. So, yeah, this is how I write now.
Okay, well, I'll ask you a different question now.
What question are you going to ask me? What questions do you normally ask? What's your favorite question, huh?
Well, it feels like you're interviewing me now, and that's...
I mean, what's with all the questions anyway? Why do you feel like you have to ask questions? Personally, I'm tired of all the questions, like, what does your book mean? What do you mean? What does what mean? What does mean what? What is how is who is what now who has?
Well, who has?
Has who has?
Who?
Who.
What?
What was has was.
Hmm.
Was as. Huh.
It's always the same. I start writing an interview and then quickly tire of it. Quite often I start writing around 5 a.m, hopped up on Red Bull and Ornage Squash, full of inspiration and enthusiasm. But right now, it's 1:02 p.m, and I'm not really in the mood. But you know, this needs finishing, so here I am. Lethargically raising and lowering a single leaden digit, and very slowly churning out more turgid prose, gradually digging my way out of the dung pile, so that my 20 loyal listeners can experience another 11 minutes of my genius. For yes, although I don't enjoy making this program, I have to admit that it is extraordinarily brilliant. A man came up to me on the street the other day. Hey, are you that guy from... But I held up my hand and showed him my tattooed palm, which says, "Shh," in Corn Pop's font, and he slunk away. Due to the success of this podcast, I'm being recognised more and more, and I don't like it. So if you see me in your local pub, nursing a flute of Ornage Squash, just pretend you haven't. I'm a deeply private person, and I'm not remotely interested in what you have to say. You may think my latest pamphlet is a work of genius, and whilst I would agree with you, I'm not moved by your appreciation. I look a lot like the TV rapper Tony Cousins, and exactly 50% of the times that I'm accosted by a member of the public is because they've mistaken me for him. When this happens, I simply roll up my trouser leg, revealing my milky white thigh on which is written, "Am not Tony Cousins," in shrunken rooster font.
How do I look?
You look like that guy over there. You look like his chair. You look like a CGI pear.
How do I look?
You look like my ice cream clone. You look like a phone. You look like DCI Plumstone.
Hey.
Are you that guy from...
Hey.
Are you that guy from... I am that guy, but I'm not from...
Hey.
Are you that guy from...
Hey.
Are you that guy from... I am that guy, but I'm not from...
How should I look?
A look of surprise. You look with your eyes. You should look like all the other guys.
How do I look?
You look like a pip. You look like the front of a ship. You look like my hip.
Hey.
Are you that guy from...
Hey.
Are you that guy from... I am that guy, but I'm not from...
Hey.
Are you that guy from...
Hey.
Are you that guy from... I am that guy, but I'm not from...
Bowl a googly eye, bat to googly eye, catch a googly eye.
I was watching an old episode of Merinvan the Mernum last night, and whilst I found it enjoyable, I think a lot of it would now be considered problematic. The character of Ryan the Village Idiot, for example, is particularly insensitive. For although your average West Country peasant will have a pronounced underbite, medieval haircut, and the mental acuity of a half-eaten carrot, it's an unhelpful stereotype. It's out of step with modern ideas such as everyone is great and we're all the same. Something else that made me wince was the mug of grapefruit juice my silver wife gave me this morning. It was dead sour, it was, and I told her as much.
This is Stanley, creator of Pen Top Man, Bottle Top Boy, and the incredible shrinking penis. I think the guy at Forecast are doing a good job.
I'm eating an ear jam donate. And if you'd like to donate, simply visit fugwatch.com/fugcast. Locate the tiny yellow donate button and donate. Your money will help me create more episodes of Fugcast and will mean I don't have to spend so much time slaving away at the art and craft shop, which is backbreaking work. Other podcasts may offer some incentive for your patronage, but I don't. You may feel a warm glow after donating, or a slight feeling of nausea. Every Fugcast patron will receive a few patronising words of thanks like this. Thanks, Tong Ekmels. Great, Sereb Shonk. Really appreciate it, Michael Newwater. Now, obviously, they're made up, but they're also made up to be mentioned on the show. You can donate as much as you like. £1, for example, will enable me to buy one tin of all-day breakfast. £2 will help me buy two tins, and £5 will help me buy 5 cans. Each tin contains a sweaty sausage, chunks of hard grey egg, and a smear of pureed beans. It's not at all nice, but one tins give me all the protein I need to make a podcast. I walked past a cafe the other day. There was a short, fat guy with a bright grey beard sitting outside, and it suddenly occurred to me that maybe that's what I look like. I don't tend to think of myself as short, fat, or hirsute, but on closer inspection it seems likely that I am. The man turned round, looked me up and down, and I could see that he was thinking exactly the same thing. I'm Shmurful Fallifsfun.
And I'm Paula Palfelsen.
And we are
Schmorfarfelsen. It's a podcast within a podcast within a podcast.
And every week, we fall face down in a pool of drool.
Totally.
In this show, we cover everything from half-baked ideas to inane waffettering. We got you covered in glitter, and we're covered in Labrador feces.
Yeah, and don't forget my Baron Bumlarson impression. Hello.
So for a thin slice of gluten-free convo,
or a Glen Glee of Gloken Glee Glongelson,
make sure you check out Schmorfarfelsen.
Hello.
How'd you like these apples? Pip sticks two new apple magnets on my suit of armour. Oh yes, they're lovely. What variety are they? This one's Ornos Volscott and the other's Polsbury's. Great. Well, thanks, I guess. But Pip is holding out a porcelain hand. Well, they did cost me 20p each, so... Oh yes, of course. Do you accept Bitcoin? Some people don't like this show, and every day I receive at least one email telling me as much. A recurring complaint seems to be that none of it's real, and another is that it doesn't make sense. May I suggest that if you want to listen to a real podcast with actual guests and a coherent narrative, you check out Caveman Cave with Joel Schreemorgan. He's a man's man, and although he's a bit of a dumbo and his show is 95% adverts, he and it are real. Well, they're not. But let's say they are. They're as real as any other fictional show or host. As real as my 12-story hat or my flaming fisherman's blouse. As real as the inhabitants of Zaxor Prime, one of the tiny planets that orbit my noggin. They've become quite advanced in the last few minutes and have just sent a rocket to their neighbouring planet, Galvaxusestradorvex or Balexelvex. I'm going to have to vaporise them with my ray gun before they go interstellar. That may mean I destroy myself in the process, but so be it. Welcome to the Enigmatics. Welcome to the Enigmatic section of the Fugcast. Welcome to the Enigmatic section of the Fugcast. It's a brand new space to explore the mysterious and puzzling aspects of you and your life. You're at the Floating Lion Brewery, where you work as a security guard. There's never much to do, and so you get a lot of time to read. Today, you're struggling to read the latest pamphlet by Ob Orbenso Benson, titled Kerbono Benson. It doesn't seem to make any sense. A pile of random letters here, a mysterious symbol there, words and non-words climb up the spine of the book and down your trousers of the book. It seems utterly impenetrable. Sheesh. You lower the pamphlet, and blimey, there's a beautiful lady sat opposite, staring right at you. Is that a smile? Hard to say. You try a very slow wink, and she seems to respond with a minute inclination of her head. Is something happening here? Or are you imagining it? Like that time you imagined you saw Hoke Hogan pushing a shopping trolley laden with Prosecco and kettle chips through Tescootbury's in O'Carrollton. Using your little finger, you draw a capital B in the air. This causes her to raise an eyebrow all of 2 millimetres. You throw Coulson to the whinge, and now you're drawing an E, followed by another E, an E, two more E's, and a L. Both of her eyebrows jiggle, her mouth opens and closes like a goldfish, and she leans over and speaks. Hi, how do you know my name? What, Beale? Your name's Beale? I didn't know that was a name. I was just improvising. Do you fancy going for a squash when my shift ends? No thanks. Okay. And you pick up the pamphlet and resume your unenjoyable read. This episode has had a theme or themes running through it. I'm not sure what it or they is or are, but it or they is or are there. The ending may come as something of a surprise and is quite unlike my usual